Hello.
And welcome.
To the Dual Beat Podcast.
I is Lee.
And I am TJ.
Oh, hey girl.
Hey. And we're back.
And better than ever.
Yeah. No? Sound like Goofy. Oh, yuck.
You ain't funny. I wasn't even trying to sound like Goofy.
But you did.
Anyway.
You might not have tried.
But I ain't playing on that though.
We watch too much kid shows, but Bluey is that shit though.
Is that a shameless plug for Bluey?
No, I don't get nothing.
Bluey
from
talks
Bluey
about some real life stuff though.
Yeah, like this morning when we saw the early baby episode.
Why are we watching that in that the mornings? Why are we watching Bluey?
That had me on the brink of tears, because you know when I have to do hair, I need to like preoccupy them, and they didn't have their iPads, so I put the TV on. It was an episode of Bluey.
You know, the struggle is...
What's the struggle?
When it comes to doing hair, and that's the topic of today's conversation.
Is it?
It is. The topic is hair.
Okay.
Now, I remember growing up...
Just thinking about it.
Thinking about hair?
Yeah.
My scalp hurts just thinking about it. So, I remember growing up, I had long hair. Like, it wasn't like extraordinarily long, but it was fairly long hair.
It was past your shoulders.
It was. And my shoulders.
Maybe what, mid back?
Maybe.
Somewhere in between.
My there. Shoulders are short, so I guess.
No, yeah, but that's still, that's length though.
Yeah.
Shoulder length or below, that's pretty long.
And the thing is, like, I was never really like, oh, I really want to have this hair. Like, anybody who knows me knows, like, I had the ponytail for years, the ponytail of death. It was just like the slick back, 360 waves in the ponytail. Curly, wash it, you know, shampoo, conditioner,
and put it back in a ponytail.
Put it back in a ponytail. Mm-hmm. And that was my thing. Like, that was my trademark, you know, chubby kid with the ponytail.
No, you had a fresh doobie when I met you. Mm-hmm. The first day I met you, mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. your hat on. Yeah.
And a fresh wash and set.
Yeah.
Because I go to the Dominicans. I used to get a blowout.
Yeah.
Straight from the roots.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Them Dominicans will have your hair bone straight.
Back then, that's when, yeah. you know, you wanted all that heat, and that was the thing.
I used to go to the Dominicans.
What you was doing at the Dominicans?
I used to go get my hair straightened.
You don't do that no more. I ain't see her hair straightened in years.
It's been at least 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's been at least 5 years.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I remember, like, having hair... And the long hair, because that's what I was told I was supposed to do to retain my femininity. You're supposed to have hair. And I think, like, that's something that has been like ingrained in our minds.
Is that
long hair is the thing. What you laughing at?
Because every time you say hair, it makes me think about the episode of My Wife and Kids when he was taking them pills to grow hair and he had what he called the patches look.
He was like,
hair. I
never watched that show like that.
Oh my God. Okay. I'll play it for you, but it was hilarious.
Watch the show, y'all.
You have to watch that episode so you know what I'm talking about. But anyway.
Well, anybody who knows what she's talking about, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But go on. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Okay. But yeah, I just remember that it was like a really, really important thing to have hair. And I remember having this conversation with mom, like, Mom, I want to cut my hair. She was like, oh, no. Don't do that. Don't cut your hair. Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't cut your hair. And I'm like, what? I don't really want to do it. Like, I get up in the morning, get myself together, and hair to me just became this whole process.
Yeah.
It was like an extra step, and I always hated doing it. Mm-hmm. I really did. What about you? What was your hair journey like growing up?
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty similar. Like, I honestly never really even thought about cutting my hair. I used to say, oh, I'm probably going to cut my hair short when I turn 40 or when I get in my 40s. I don't know why that was the thing. But I just... My mom, I remember her saying, everybody can't have long hair. And you have this long, pretty hair. Why would you want to cut it? And I was like, because it's my hair and it's a lot. And I want to cut it. But, and she wasn't with it. So I never did. I would like get trims here and there, or maybe cut it in long layers or something. But I never, my hair was always super long all the way down my back, probably to my waist at its longest. And then when I stopped going to the Dominicans and getting it like straightened all the time, and I would wear it in its natural curly state, it was still long. Like having curly hair that comes past the middle of your back is like ridiculous. Like that, it was, and it was heavy, and it was a lot, and a lot of product, and like, yeah, like it was just a lot. And then we have two little girls with curly hair and trying to like do their hair every day and keep them right. I was neglecting my hair, and one day I was like, I'm about to cut it. I went to the salon and it was in a ponytail, and I told the hairdresser, I said, I'm thinking of cutting my hair. And I showed her this picture, and she was just like, oh, okay. She was like, that's cool. And I'm just looking at my phone, and next thing I know, she pulls out the scissors and cuts my ponytail off. And I was like,
Sometimes you just gotta pull the trigger. She
didn't give me time to change my mind or anything. And I am glad, I'm grateful that she did that, because if I would have thought about it, I probably would have really hesitated and been like, no. And I was so glad I did that. So glad. And I'm to the point now where I'm thinking of doing it again, because once it got past my ears, I was like, ooh, this is getting long.
I remember the day, and I know you remember the day too, when
that you woke up.
And I woke up. I was, you know, asleep, and this was before kids, of course. I woke up, and my hair was like, you know, I was sleeping, so my hair was in a ponytail, and then it was just kind of like a little messy from sleeping.
You had already cut it. Remember, you had went to that that lady.
I didn't cut it yet.
No, yes, in New York, you got a cut, and she styled, and you was like, I don't, because I remember we went to that diner.
No. That was the second cut. The first cut was, I woke up that morning, I was like, yo, I gotta go to somebody. And then she cut it in this, she thought I looked like Toni Braxton, kind of like bob thing.
That's who I'm talking about. That was in New York.
That was the first time.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I was saying you had already cut it a little bit shorter.
No, not at that point. When I woke up that morning, I still had a full on ponytail.
No. Yes. No, that morning. Okay. Wait. Yes. We're talking about two different things. Yeah. I thought you were about to tell the story about the
I'm
day.
I'm not. Let me tell the story. Go tell me. I thought I was going to tell the story. Let me tell the story.
The reason, because I was thinking, I thought you were going to tell the story about snowmobiling.
No, I'm not telling that story. Can she just let me tell the story?
I'm sorry.
She has this thing. She always, like, if there's a story beginning to end, she always got to hurry up and catapult to the end.
Tell your story.
I'm trying to tell my story. Y'all hear me trying to tell my story, right? But she trying to tell another story. I'm trying to tell my story.
No, whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, don't roll your eyes. So anyway, so I woke up that morning. I was like, yo, I look crazy. I'm tired of this. I don't want to do it no more. So I was looking around. I was like, I need to find somebody to cut my hair. So I hit up a friend of mine. Like, yo, who do you know who can give me a haircut? Like, who can cut my hair? She was like, oh, I know the salon. I walked to the salon. And I was like, oh, this is not going to be the kind of cut I'm looking for. I looked around. And I was like, oh, this lady about to give me some style. I don't know. So she cut it and gave me some little curls on the end.
She bumped them in.
I did. I was walking around looking like Benjamin Franklin with them little curls.
No, it was like, wait, back in the day, remember you had that girl in your class, and she didn't have like the shortest hair, but she didn't have the longest hair. It was like somewhere like maybe by her ear.
Right. And then they always bumped the ends real tight.
That's how
I was looking. I was looking like, dead seriously. I was looking like Benjamin Franklin. It was crazy. The little curl thing. If y'all need a picture, I could show you. I had a part in all. It was crazy. Anyway. So like I was
that,
like,
almost that T-Boz.
Right. And in the back, she had like undercut it. It was just crazy. I just look like my name was like Lady Macbeth or something. I don't even know. Anyway, so I was like, all right, I kind of like this.
Some door knockers and you would.
Ooh, and bamboo earrings, at least two pairs. A bad attitude. No, wait, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's how I was feeling, okay, y'all. I'm just trying to tell you, it was real. Anyway, so I was like, I don't really like this cut. All right, whatever. So then after a while, I was like, no, this little in between is not it.
And it was hard, like, for you to style in a way that...
I'm not styling nothing.
No, but I'm saying in a way that you... Like, you style your hair, but it was hard for you to style it in a way that you liked. It just wasn't it. No.
So then I had let it grow out some more or whatever. And I was like, I really hate this. So I didn't really understand, like, who do I need to have cut my hair? What kind of style I want or whatever. So I think I just grabbed some scissors or something one day and just started doing something.
It was the day we was going to go snowmobiling. That's what I thought
you were about. I grabbed some scissors and I just started cutting. And then I was like, oh my God, what the heck did I just do? I don't know. I just did something. But
Did you take pictures that day?
I don't even think so. I looked crazy.
She messed that joint up.
And then I finally just went to somebody and they just cut me down good. I went to like a Supercuts. We were in Pennsylvania at that time.
You went to a Supercuts?
Yeah, I went to the Supercuts on Tillman.
It was a black lady in there,
no.
Right? No.
She was Hispanic.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
she cut
me down with
some clippers and all that. Made me look. I was like, oh my God, I love this. Matter of fact, I need to go get a haircut right now, y'all, because I look crazy. Anyway.
When your daughter tells you, when your daughter says, when are you going to get a haircut?
She definitely asked me yesterday, when am I getting a haircut?
You know it's bad.
I was like, well, what if I want to grow my hair out? No, I really don't. But I remember that, like, I had to cut it. I was just tired and I was over it and I fell in love with my short hair.
Yeah.
I really did. I loved it. I love the amount of maintenance it takes. Like, right now, anybody who knows, I probably spend a lot more time on my hair now
than
I did when it was longer.
You take better care of your hair now since it's been shorter than when you had longer hair.
Well, like, and then one other thing, and a lot of people don't know this, is one of the other reasons why I had cut my hair a lot shorter was because I had had bariatric surgery. So one of the things that people
side
who have bariatric
effects, I guess,
I don't want to say it as a side effect, but I guess it is, like one of the downfalls, you could say, of having bariatric surgery is that you lose, like, your hair starts to thin in. And I had noticed that that was happening to me. So I was like, hey, you know what, while I'm in a position to take control of the narrative of my hair, let me just go ahead and just like cut it down. So it was just a lot of pieces that came into play for me to have like the haircut. And now I go through this thing sometimes. I'm like, hey, I want to grow my hair out. Yeah. And I start growing it out and I'm like, oh, my hats don't fit right. Oh, I need to get more product. Oh, I need to wash it. Oh, barbershop, here I come.
Yeah. Because you've had a really, really low cut. Mm-hmm. And then you.
That one time I did it myself. Remember that time I did it myself?
Yes.
It was during, let me tell y'all, it was during COVID and I'm not even gonna lie to y'all.
Yeah.
I was creeped out. I did not like the idea of like going to a barbershop, sitting around people.
She didn't want to go anywhere. Mm-hmm.
And then people be like, well, it doesn't matter, you know, you're at home. But I was doing virtual meetings.
Yeah.
So I still needed to be a little bit decent. So what I ended up doing was I had bought some things off of Amazon and I said, I'm gonna cut my own stuff. I'm gonna cut my own hair. So I started doing my own edge ups. And like trimming myself down in the back, you know, using a double mirror, just trying to do the best I can. And I did all right for a little bit. But one day, this is what happens whenever I come on here. And if y'all judge me, I'm be mad. Don't judge me. So I'll cut it and it'll look really, like, really, really good. And then I'll be like, well, let me go a little bit further.
Shit.
And then I go a little bit further and I'll be like, ugh. And then I have to do like a whole zeek.
She just always goes one step
too far
in my own cut.
So, but I know, like, right now I'm sitting here like, do I want long hair again? I'm like on the fence.
No.
Well,
because
go ahead. What?
No, because I was going to say, even when you, she's one of those people, I have to say, that she could rock any kind of hair. She had long hair, you know,
had
down
locks at one time.
She had with the ponytails, then she cut it short. She's tried locks and she's dyed her hair.
I used to be a blonde. They say blondes have more fun.
I do finger quotes blonde because she dyed it herself.
No. That time for Christmas, it was blonde. The other time it was orange, but there was a blonde time.
Okay.
Remember that Christmas? That
band camp. Yeah.
You're disrespectful.
Anyway, so yeah, but she pretty much can rock any. I haven't, you know, so far haven't seen her anything that looks absolutely ridiculous. Where was I going with this? I don't even know.
Only she knows.
With the locks though, it was just too much maintenance. I don't think that you want low maintenance hair. Now, if you have to find washing it, conditioning it, and doing a little style to it, because you let it grow out some where you really like show off your curls, and then other times you cut it low and you have waves, and it just, you know, just depends. But I think it's the maintenance part. Like, you don't want to have to, like, going to get a lineup or just going to get it cut down a little bit, like, that's fine. That's not taking too much time out of your day. But if you had to go continue to get a retwist and all that stuff, that's like a long time. And she always be trying to get me to do the retwist.
When I had my locks the first time, she used to do a really good job with the retwist.
I did a retwist one time, but that's not my ministry. That's not what I want to do.
It's not the fact that you want to do it, but I did appreciate you doing it. One, yeah. It saves the household a substantial amount of money when you do it. Two, it allows for an opportunity for me to have my locks built with love.
Y'all hear this?
That's the G. That was G. Just in case I do it again.
No.
She knows I want the love that comes out of her fingertips and my scalp.
No.
No. Okay. That's fine. But I did enjoy locks. I did it again recently. And I go through this thing where, you know, you're supposed to be very patient with the process where it like starts itching and I have to wash it.
Yeah.
And I tried, y'all, and I tried. So then I washed it. And as soon as I washed it, I was like, oh.
They all came out.
Yep, they all unraveled. Yeah. So, I don't know.
It was fairly early.
I waited like 2 months to wash it. They just did not lock.
No. Mm-mm.
They really didn't lock.
I don't know. I don't know the process, so, yeah.
I thought about trying like interlocking and things like that mm-hmm. just to see if it would be a better process. So, it's not off the table for me again to do it. Like right now, my hair is in a phase of like, I'm just getting blowouts and curly hair, but I love the long hair. I love the short hair. My daughters have like really long hair and they both have two different textures of hair.
Yeah.
So I know in this household, we kind of struggle with that.
Yeah, just, because like, the products we use, they're not interchangeable. Like there are some mm-hmm. things that we can use on everybody and then other things like, well, excuse me, this doesn't work for me, but it might work for you mm-hmm. and it might work for our oldest daughter, but it don't work for the youngest or vice versa. So, yeah.
So what we did was we actually sat down recently and we said, you know what, we've been using like these different products and mm-hmm. and it becomes, I don't know about y'all, but I guarantee you, if you go into your bathroom right now or under your sink or, you know, wherever you keep your hair care products, I guarantee you, you have like an abundance of different hair care products, different brands that you've tried that have worked, that haven't. And if you sit yeah. down and think about how much money you've spent over the years, you're like, this is ridiculous. I've spent all this money on a particular brand that they said is good for my texture hair. Yeah. And then you're like, well, wait, this doesn't work for my texture hair, but it works for maybe somebody else's. So right. I feel like a lot of times we toss around money, but I think that we invest in this and it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't
it's,
work.
It's just a trial and error. I mean, I remember this when I first started wearing my hair in its natural state, I bought these products, excuse me, Kinky Curly. Now I really like them. But the amount of product that I got mm-hmm. it was such a small, like the like shampoo, conditioner, and I was running through it now because my hair was longer, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody who's curly, you know, you use a lot more conditioner than shampoo or anything.
Yeah,
but I feel like I was using it so much. So I do like it. And I was just thinking about like trying, you know, going back to it or trying their stuff again, but maybe I saw it in a store somewhere and that's what put it back in my mind. But
you use, I mean, you haven't been using it as much now, but like you used to stay on Miss Jessie's for the curls.
I still do like Miss Jessie's. Mm-hmm. But there's, I don't believe Miss Jessie's has like shampoo and conditioner. It's just styling products.
Yeah.
So, and then it's hard mixing products, you have to be careful with that. And I learned that
it dries you out.
And I learned that mm-hmm. or you'll get that white stuff in your hair if you're yes. mixing too, like yep. if the products don't complement each other. So, and I learned that, like how to test to see if these products work well. You just put a little bit in your hand and rub them together. If they mix in your hand, good. If it gets starts to clump up, then that's how it's going to look in your hair. So
interesting.
But I mean, everything, it's just trial and error until you really find what works for you. Miss Jessie's is good for a styling product. We've
done like the patterns brands. We've
Pattern
done
by Tracee Ellis Ross. Yeah. Mielli, is it Mielli or Miel? However you say that. It worked nice for our youngest daughter's hair,
but not the rest of us, really.
So,
and like, that's something like we actually played around with, it was like 2 weeks ago. We sat down and we started, you know, kind of putting together some thoughts and ideas of like creating our own like detangler, because we spend a lot of time, especially with the girls, like, you know, washing, not, we don't spend a lot of time, but you know, we wash and condition their hair, and then often we have to detangle their hair, and that becomes a process within itself.
Yeah.
So it's not just, okay, what product do we use? Now it's like, hey, what kind of comb do we use, or what kind of like comb brush combination do we use?
Right.
Ugh. You know?
Yeah. That's the thing too. In addition to, so the detangler, so it's the product that you need, mm-hmm. and then also the comb or brush or combination of the two, mm-hmm. and then shampoo and conditioner and whatever else after that.
And then neither one of us know how to braid. Like well, TJ can braid, but no, neither one of us know how to cornrow. No. So it's something that two of us have just not been able to grab over the years.
I was worried I might lose my black card for that.
For not being, it's okay. If that's a requirement for me to have my black card, then I guess it's gone, because I don't know how to braid. I'm not the person. And I've attempted, okay. and I've tried it, but I just can't get that, like, the finger through right, and back. Yeah. I just have an issue. It's almost like you're doing the running man concept. While you're braiding. Like, just, it's just, that's how, I just can't get it.
I got the concept, and I can do it, but I just can't make it tight and neat. That's my problem. I haven't figured out the right way to maneuver my fingers.
Anybody want to do like a video lesson or whatever on how to braid, like a virtual, like maybe a Google Meet or a Zoom, let us know.
Maybe I need somebody in person.
Okay, so let us know if you're in a DMV or whatever and you know how to braid. We is all in for a lesson. Like, and I'll even bring that little head, the little mannequin hair head. If I got to bring a mannequin hair head, you gonna show me how to braid
mannequin hair head,
whatever you call, I don't know what they call them, styling doll head. We down for it, but it's definitely like, it's a process, especially like, you know, with the girls. Sometimes I'd be like, man, if we had a son, would I still have to do hair? No, let me tell you, because he would not have long hair. He would go to the barbershop. I'm telling you, I would go and he would go. He would be in the chair and I would be in the chair. So
but
because we were blessed
but
with two girls.
They cut their hair. Like 1 year old or something like that.
Then that's fine. I would have waited at 365 and he would be at the barbershop. Okay. I ask the girls all the time when they complain about their hair getting done. I'm like, you want to call me to the barbershop? They'd be like, no. All right. Mm-hmm. So sit here and watch your iPad and enjoy and go ahead and get this scalp done. They hate getting their hair washed. I'm like, dang, you need to get your hair washed. You got to make sure your hair it smells good and it's clean. And I know for me, whenever I wash my hair, it just feels good. Yeah. So I know sometimes I'll just take the shower head and just put it like right on top of their head and just let that water hit their scalp. And they just be like,
they like it. But it's the combing and the detangling. And I get it, because I was a kid and I used to have to sit and get my hair combed.
I was tender. Matter of fact, I'm still tender headed, actually. So I know, I remember, I think it was like a summer, maybe one summer ago, we were at a beach and somebody, this woman came up to us.
Oh, yeah.
And she was Caucasian and she was like, can I ask y'all a question? And me and this one looked at each other like,
oh, Lord.
Yeah. So she was like, I just wanted to know, like, how do you do your daughter's hair? And we're like, well, you know, wait, which one? They were talking about my youngest. And we were like, well, what do you mean? Like, how? So she was like, I'm in the process of adopting, an African-American or a black child. And I'm concerned about how to maintain and style protected hair. Like, I don't know what that process looks like. So we kind of started talking to her about like the things that we do, mentioning deep conditioning if need be, and different styles, different products that we use, things like that. And I think that conversation was so eye-opening for us, because there's a lot of instances where, you know, you do see people who adopt children of different races and they struggle with how to do their hair. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that she was like, look, I'm not going to assume how this should be done. I want to ask somebody. And whoever we were in that moment, she felt comfortable enough with us to have that conversation and to ask us how.
Yeah, because we're lesbians.
And we're probably more approachable. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't know. But
because I feel like people look at us and they're like, they're not going to judge. Like,
yeah,
sad. Little do they know. No, I'm just kidding.
Sad, but true. But it was a really, really interesting interaction. It really, really was.
And I felt like she had done some research already because mm-hmm. she was asking about protective styles right. And things of that nature and like, you know, products and stuff. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, so she's done a little bit of research. I think she already had the little girl's brother.
Yeah.
And then she was going to be adopting the little girl. So I was just like, okay, so, you know, willing to give as much. Now, I don't claim to know everything because I sure don't. But the little bit of knowledge that I have, sure, why not, you know, pass it on to someone
who doesn't know,
you know, to be helpful.
And someone who legitimately has questions on how to do it. I think that a lot of times people don't know what to do. And they, instead of saying, hey, you know what, let me ask for help or let me seek out somebody who knows, they just start assuming. And the thing is that, you know, they could raise this young lady and never do her hair.
And we've seen
the way that. Yeah, the way that. That the culture that represents her culture. Mm-hmm. So they could very well do her hair and just like put her in like ponytails all the time, which honestly, that's not representation.
Or just not take care of it properly. Yeah. And then she has to shave it all off or something. Like, who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, truly. And that could have been me. Right. That could have been me because until I started wearing my hair in its natural state and taking care of it myself, I just was getting it straightened all the time. I didn't know. I didn't even wash my hair myself.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to the salon however often and get it washed, conditioned, and blow dried straight and all of that. And then the next time it was starting to get crazy looking, I was wearing a ponytail every day. Okay, back to the salon. I feel like if I hadn't started that journey of taking care of my own natural hair, I wouldn't know how to deal with our daughter's hair in their natural states.
It's like when we think about hair, I know for my culture, it's a big thing. Like hair, it's like a huge thing. And something that I'm trying to introduce more, especially with the girls, is just like letting your hair breathe. Like if that means no ties or no, I don't know, what do you call them?
The hair ties?
The hair ties. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No hair ties or whatever. Just like let your hair fro out. Like, let's do it. Like my youngest, her fro, oh my God, it's like the cutest, tightest curled up fro ever.
But she doesn't like spiky hair. That's what she calls spiky hair.
It's
straight up.
It's the cutest thing.
It is.
Our oldest, she's not about that. She does not like her hair out at all. And she has long hair. She does not like her hair out at all.
As long as it's not her face. So you could do like a half up, half down kind of thing.
When?
I can. Like, I can talk her into it, but it just can't be, it can't get into her face. If hair is coming into her face, she's not with it.
But what she does like is when you braid her hair and you just kind of do like these, like kind of free for all braid styles.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. She loves that. Like that long hair braided.
Yeah, she likes that. And she likes wearing those down. Yeah.
Cause she'll be like, oh, my hair's so long. And then she's just like smacking her head back and forth and hitting herself with her own braids, which is like super cute or whatever. But yeah, I think that as a culture, and I guess it's not even just so much as a culture, as a society, that we have put so much weight on hair being the definition of who we are as an individual. And there's so many more opportunities that come with it.
I mean, we could talk about this all day. It's just, it's a lot, you know. And of course, you know, as I say, everything goes back to slavery.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah.
You know, we're not gonna get too deep into it, but I'm just saying I did see something where they talked about like where cornrows came from and how, you know, how our ancestors would put rice and stuff and braid it into the hair so that when if they were, you know, unfortunately being taken from their home somewhere else, they had something to eat. Or when it was, you know, Underground Railroad times, and they're, you know, trying to get to freedom. Mm-hmm. They had, you know, food braided into the cornrows. It's very interesting.
How much food was braided into the
like
cornrows?
As they were braiding, they would like sprinkle, like put like
really,
and then braid around it. So the rice grains would be braided into.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something I had also heard is that, like, when we start talking about, you know, slavery, that the braids were significant of like mapping.
Oh yeah, that too. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you would see maybe like, you know, let's say cornrows or whatever, that was a map. There was something that, you know, people, not everyone understood, but right. those who were a part of
the escape.
Yeah, the escape plan. They had a map of a sort. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's true. There's so yep. much history that goes back into braiding for our culture. And I'm sure, you know, other cultures that I'm just not familiar with. And I'm okay with that. I'm always open to learn.
Yeah.
I'm a student before I'm a teacher any day. So great but talk.
Yeah, that was cool.
Long hair don't care, but I do.
Whatever. This was a good episode, getting back into the swing of things, because we've been going for a minute now. I'm back with the jump off.
Who's in the club case something jump off.
So anyway, thanks for having us back, and yeah, there's many more episodes of this podcast thing we got going on. Is that all we gotta say today?
Bleep, 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 bleep. That's all, folks.
I was going to say,
oh, sorry.
Take care of your hair. Take care of yourself. And we'll see you next time.
Later, y'all.